欢迎大家跟随 Ironmongo 学习空乘英语，这里是主站音频课的复制版，所有课程配套教材讲义请访问 www.ironmongo.net， 使用课程代码搜索即可。
2.1
Good morning, madam. Welcome on board.
Thanks.
Can I see your boarding pass, please?
Yes. Here you are.
27G. Go straight across to the other side and then turn right. You'll see the seat numbers on the overhead lockers. My colleague will show you where your seat is.
Thank you.
Hello, madam. Welcome on board. You're together? Turn right here, go straight down the cabin past the toilets. You'll find your seats at the front of the next cabin in the middle section. Hello, how are you today, sir? May I check your boarding pass?
2.2
Can I help you, madam? Seat number 17D. Yes, come this way. Yours is the aisle seat just here.
An aisle seat? I specifically asked for a window seat.
Did you? I am sorry. You've been given an aisle seat. Did you request a window seat at check-in?
Yes, and I told her I can't fly if I can't have a seat by the window. She assured me I had a window seat.
Oh dear, I'm really sorry about this. But don't worry, the flight isn't full today, and I'm sure I can sort out a window seat for you.Would you mind just taking this seat until I've checked the passenger list? It'll only take a couple of minutes.
Are you sure? I don't want to stay here for the flight.
Don't worry. I'll be back in a moment with a better seat for you, madam.
2.3 1.
Welcome on board.
2. Good morning. 3.
Good afternoon.
4. Good evening. 5.
Hello, how are you?
6. Hello there, how are you today? 7.
Could I please see your boarding pass?
8. Would you mind just taking this seat until I have checked the passenger list?9.
Can I help you, madam?
10. Can I help you, sir? 11.
Would you follow me, please?
12. This way, please. 13.
Here you are.
14.Straight across the cabin and turn left. 15.
That's right.
16. Carry on down the cabin. 2.4.
Everything all right, Jenny?
Yes, fine. Nearly all the passengers are on board now.Hello, sir. You're in row 11. Let me see, madam. Yes, this way. On the left, 8D. It's the aisle seat. I need a window seat for a passenger. Do you have the passenger list?
Yes, I've got it. Here, have a look.
Great. There's a window seat free in 15A, Sylvie. Would you mind if I gave 15A to my passenger?
No problem, Jenny. You go ahead.I'll carry on greeting the remaining passengers. Hello. Welcome on board. Are you together?
Yes.
Hello, madam. I've got a window seat for you in 15A. It's just a couple of rows in front. Would that be okay for you?
Any window seat will be fine, thanks.
Do you need any help with your bags?
Oh, thank you. You could take this for me.
Follow me.
Many thanks. I really appreciate this.
No problem at all. My name's Jenny. If you need anything during the flight, I'll be happy to help you. I hope you enjoy your flight.
Many thanks, Jenny.
2.5
Jenny, Mrs. Lenchik will need a bassinet for her baby after takeoff. Can I leave you to look after her?
Certainly. Welcome on board, Mrs. Lenchik. My name is Jenny, and I'll be looking after you during your flight.How old is your baby?
She'll be 11 months tomorrow.
Ah, she's asleep. She's beautiful. Has she flown before?
No, this is my first flight with her. Actually, I've only just managed to get her to sleep. She's been a bit difficult in the departure lounge. I'm hoping she'll stay asleep during takeoff.
Okay. Your baby will need to be seated on your lap for takeoff and landing, fastened to your seatbelt with a special baby belt. It's just like an extension seatbelt. Hopefully we won't wake her up. I'll go and get one for you and show you how it works. After takeoff, I'll bring you a bassinet cot for your baby. And if you need anything during the flight, just let me know. I'll be back with a baby belt in just a minute, okay?
Thanks. Hello, sir. Welcome on board. May I see your boarding pass, please?
Yes, sir. Sorry I'm late. I was delayed getting from the city to the airport.
No problem. We've been expecting you. 4F. Cross to the other side and turn left.
Many thanks, sir.
Jenny, that's it. Everyone is on board. Can you check the doors? Tom, doors check, please. Okay, prepare for the safety demo.
Okay, Zone C, cabin secure.
Okay, Zone D and E, cabin secure.
2.7.
Ladies and gentlemen, even if you are a frequent traveller, it's important that you listen carefully to the following safety instructions. You will find a safety instruction card in the pocket in front of you. Please read this carefully before takeoff and familiarise yourself with the emergency exits and procedures on board this Boeing 777S. When the seatbelt sign is on, you must fasten your seatbelt. To do this, insert the metal fitting into the buckle, like this, and tighten by pulling the strap, like this. To undo the seatbelt, lift the buckle like this. We suggest you keep the seatbelt fastened throughout the flight. There are several emergency exits on this aircraft. They are being pointed out to you now. Please take a few moments now to locate your nearest exit. It may be behind you. If you are sitting in an emergency exit, you must know how to open the door in an emergency and when instructed to do so by the crew. If we need to evacuate the aircraft, floor-level lighting will guide you to the exits. In the event of an emergency landing, you will hear brace, brace, and you must adopt this position. Look at the card for the brace position. Your life vest is under your seat. This is how you put it on. First, take it out of the pouch and put it over your head. Then pass the straps around your waist and tie them in front. Do not inflate the vest until you leave the aircraft. To inflate the vest, pull on this red cord. Use the whistle and light to attract attention. If the pressure drops, an oxygen mask will automatically drop from the compartment above your head. To start the flow of oxygen, pull the mask towards you. Put it firmly over your mouth and nose and secure the elastic band behind your head and breathe normally. If you are travelling with a child or a person who needs assistance, put your mask on first and then assist the other person. Finally, make sure your seat backs are upright, your tables are folded away, and your hand baggage is either in the overhead locker or under the seat in front of you. All electronic devices must now be switched off for takeoff. We wish you all an enjoyable flight.
2.8 1
Hello there. This is the exit row. Have you read the safety instructions card carefully? Good. Thanks for that.
2
Can you put your table up, please, before takeoff?
3.
Sorry, you'll have to switch your computer off during takeoff.
4.
Is your child's seatbelt fastened securely, madam?
5.
Hello, sir. This is an emergency exit, so no bags are allowed on the floor. Would you mind putting your bag in the overhead locker for takeoff?
6.
Sorry, you'll have to switch off your mobile now.
7.
Could you put your seat in the upright position, please?
8.
Sir, we're preparing for takeoff, so can you fasten your seatbelt, please?
2.9. 1.
Did you enjoy welcoming passengers?
One of the most exciting parts of the day for me at the beginning of a flight was the welcoming of passengers, because it was the opportunity you'd have to give a really cheerful welcome to all the different types of passengers that you'd be carrying on that flight. And the preparation and the teamwork between the crew in preparation of greeting passengers was always very exciting. And when people come on board, there are all sorts of emotions coming with that. You've got the business traveller who has, you know, a frequency of travel and therefore tends to adopt a more serious approach. You've got the holidaymaker who's very excited or a little nervous, you know, particularly with infrequent travellers, people who've never flown before. And then you've got those people who are travelling to visit family and friends, and they've got different emotions again. And I always saw the welcoming part as my opportunity to really welcome people on board in a positive and cheerful way, showing them that, you know, they were in my safe hands, really, or our safe hands as a team collectively.
2.
Did you ever experience any problems when welcoming passengers?
There was one time, I remember, we were leaving Toronto and an elderly gentleman boarded the aircraft. And as he boarded, I said, you know, welcome on board, sir. And he barely could speak. He could barely walk, although he had no assistance and he wasn't with anybody. I showed him to his seat, but it became very apparent very quickly, like within 30 seconds to a minute, that this gentleman wasn't very well. And I wasn't happy to take him all the way to London. He looked as though he was seriously ill. I called the paramedics who boarded the aircraft, and unfortunately they had to take this gentleman off, which I know he didn't thank me for because he just wanted to get home. But it turned out that he had a serious medical condition that would have been life-threatening and would have meant the flight being diverted at great cost to the airline and at great time and expense to the rest of the passengers on board. As the senior crew member on board that day, which I was, it was between myself and the paramedics, and I was guided really on that decision by the paramedics. I mean, I had merely laid out, you know, the point that I was unhappy to take the passenger if he was sick. And it was when the paramedics looked at him without any investigation, they recognised that he was seriously ill. So the decision was between the two of us, but ultimately the paramedics.
3.
Do you have any tips for a new flight attendant?
Anyone who is starting out their career as a flight attendant, I would say, do your job with the most professional and high standard that you can possibly have. And a little tip, I think, for anyone flying in the air is to keep drinking plenty of water, because obviously the aircraft can be fairly dehydrating, and always, always carry a little pot of moisturiser for your lips, because your lips tend to suffer quite a lot up in the air. So that would be my tip. Oh, and definitely for the ladies, a new bottle of nail varnish. For the male flight attendants, again, moisturiser is key, and drink lots of water, because unless you have experience of continually working in a dehydrated cabin, you have no idea what it's like to dehydrate, which you really will do. So lots of water, drink lots of that, and keep a little pack of moisturiser with you.